The Valley Isle saw a relatively smooth transition of Kaiser Permanente taking over the financially ailing Maui Memorial Hospital from the state last year. Today, we focus our attention on another project. The idea of a hospital for the communities of West Maui goes back decades. Brian Hoyle is a hospital and nursing home developer from California, but he grew up visiting West Maui. His uncle bought the Maui El Dorado complex in the 1960s and gave Brian the idea to build a community hospital there. Despite receiving approval from the state in 2009, the project has struggled to obtain funding for the past 9 years. That's a big deal for a community where it can take as long as 2 hours to reach the nearest hospital. The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty spoke with Brian to get an update on the project.
It will be a 25-bed, what we call critical access hospital. Now, in that, there will be 3 operating rooms, a 24-hour emergency care facility for basic emergency care. There will be a full-time laboratory. There will be a 24-hour pharmacy. And there will be an outpatient facility. It basically is a small community hospital with the full services of a community hospital. It is a common form of healthcare licensure for those communities that are in rural areas that meet criteria, which we do. But to emphasize, it is a community hospital for the West Maui community. However, we are part of and will serve the entire island of Maui, and actually Lanai and Molokai as part of our service area.
And what's currently the closest equivalent facility for residents of West Maui?
The only 24-hour acute care facility is Maui Memorial itself. Kula Hospital, as you may or not be aware, is really an intermediate care facility. It does have 6 critical access healthcare beds. But, of course, it's in Kula, which is a long way from West Maui. So from West Maui, for example, from Kapalua to Kahului, where the Maui Memorial Hospital is, that can take at least an hour and a half. And if there's traffic, 2 hours or more. So that's part of the criteria for granting a critical access licensure for a hospital. Under federal law, the hospital can be no bigger or have no more than 25 beds, so we will be a 25-bed critical access. But we would be the only other 24-hour acute care facility in the entire county of Maui, actually, including Lanai and Molokai.
And I'm sure building a hospital from the ground up is not a cheap endeavor, and I know your project has had some issues securing funding. Could you explain the challenges that you've encountered and maybe what ideas are out there to overcome the funding challenges?
Yes, we've obviously been in the process for years. We received our certificate of need in 2009. At that point in time, we had funding through a conduit to Lehman Brothers, which, as you might recall, did not do well in the 2008, 2009, and 2010 recession we had. They actually went out of business. So we lost that funding initially, and since then, we've been working to achieve a model that would work. We attempted a prior bond offering, municipal bond offering, last year, and another one again this year. Different amounts and different configurations, but the same thing prevailed in both. Because this hospital is a brand new startup that is not affiliated with, owned, or associated with another major healthcare system, and we are not tax-supported. Most critical access hospitals, including all of them in Hawaii, have some form of tax support or are owned or operated or both by a large healthcare system. In Hawaii, we have 3 large systems: Queens, Hawaii Pacific Health, Kaiser, and then we have the Adventist system that operates Castle Medical Center in Oahu. So we really have four systems that would be considered good size. And if any one of those had been our sponsor or our affiliated entity, the financing, I'm sure, would have succeeded. But without that or a tax support from either the state government or the county government, neither of which we had or could obtain, that made our financing very difficult. And as a standalone entity, our foundation was unable to gain funding because of that, that we didn't have those financial backing that the others did.
But there is some precedent for support, financial support from the state, correct? The state of Hawaii has provided that kind of backing in the past?
That is correct. If that's the last, in fact, the last hospital built in the state of Hawaii was North Hawaii Community Hospital, just outside of Kona. And it did receive state support. The state, if I'm not mistaken, granted or gave them a $10 million funding. This was back in 1994, 1995. And then in cooperation with the Parker Ranch, who I believe contributed the land, and a very wealthy gentleman named Mr. Bakken, one of the co-founders of Medtronic, who lived in the area, that was kind of the triumvirate that put that whole deal together. And again, the state did support it. It was a nonprofit foundation until a few years ago when Queens Health Systems took it over. I'm not sure the exact year they took over North Hawaii Community, but I believe it was in the last 3 years. So right now, even North Hawaii Community Hospital, which was built in 1995, is affiliated and effectively owned by the Queens Healthcare System.
Well, on your website, Brian, you've got a picture of the groundbreaking on your land for the Maui, West Maui Medical Center. And there are two state senators who were there, you know, with shovels in hand. Have you gotten any kind of feedback from state lawmakers about support for your project, financial or otherwise?
At this point, they've not provided any access to support. I do want to mention, though, that the state of Hawaii legislature approved a $50 million special purpose revenue bond for the hospital project. As it turned out, that wasn't sufficient for all the development costs and interest that we needed, but the state did approve that. But I want to point out that that is a special purpose, meaning it is only supported, and there's no guarantee by the state for a special purpose revenue bond. So they did grant us that, both State Senator Roz Baker and Representative Angus McKelvey were very helpful in getting that approval from the state. This was maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But subsequent to our two previous attempts, to answer your direct question, no, we've not received any offers of support. And in fact, it's my understanding the county of Maui itself legally cannot offer a financial support for a hospital or healthcare entity. That can only be done at the state level. And after numerous attempts that we've tried, we've been unsuccessful in obtaining that kind of financial support. However, we continue to be optimistic and hope that maybe in light of our plight, and we've tried it on our own and been unsuccessful, maybe the state will look favorably upon us. But clearly the need is there. There's never been a doubt as to the need of this project. I point out that this is the last hospital receiving a certificate of need issued by the state of Hawaii since the North Hawaii Community Hospital in 2015. Excuse me, that was actually back in 1995. So 1995 was the last hospital approved by a certificate of need, new hospital approved by certificate of need in the state. So from all the way from 1995 to 2009, and here we are in 2018. It's been good grief, almost 30 years.
So, Brian, what comes next for the project?
At this point, as we've mentioned publicly, and I think you might have read our press release, we're looking to, again, try to obtain a partnership relationship, in Hawaiian terms, a hui, to work with local health care provider groups. I mentioned the four systems that operate in Hawaii today, the healthcare systems that are Queens Health, Hawaii Pacific, Kaiser, and Adventist Healthcare System West. These are the major providers that we would certainly look to and hope to gain some sort of a financial support or relationship that would allow us to complete the construction of the hospital. At this juncture, we're basically offering our site, which is a fully developed, fully entitled. All the infrastructure and the ground is in. It's graded. You see the pictures on our website. So we've expended a significant amount of time, money, and energy investment in the entire project. By the way, this hospital is part of a project that consists of almost 15 acres. As part of the project, we have a nursing home, 40-bed nursing home. We have a 39-unit assisted living. We have two potential 30,000-square-foot medical office buildings each. And lastly, on our fifth lot, we have a drug and alcohol and drug treatment facility for 40 beds. So we have a medical campus that to date, the investment in the project has been approximately $15 million, and that's cash. Not contributions of anything. That's what the development has entailed. So we have a significant investment in this project. The foundation, which I set up about 4 years ago, will own the land for the hospital. It's 5 acres, and as I say, fully entitled, permit ready. We could start construction of the hospital building tomorrow morning. We have the permits ready to pull.
Just waiting for the financing to come through.
Just need the money. Yep. Small detail.
That's right. Okay, Brian Hoyle, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was the Conversations, Ryan Finnerty, talking with Brian Hoyle, the president of the Newport Hospital Corporation, which is developing the West Maui Hospital and Medical Center. That complex, again, is to include a nonprofit hospital, a nursing home, assisted living center, and drug treatment center. We'll have a link to the project's website posted at hawaiipublicradio.org.